So when I say passion to you, what comes to mind?
Passion is yelling on the street corner until somebody finally listens, or maybe they don't, but you keep yelling anyways. Sometimes you just gotta stick with it.
Welcome to Corporate Thought, the podcast where we talk about everything from food to family to music to the life of entrepreneurship and anything and everything else that makes life worth living. Welcome to the show. Hi, welcome to Corporate Thought. I'm your host, Mark Marling. Today, I want to continue our conversation about the entrepreneurial mindset and the powerful force that drives the heartbeat of every successful business, passion. It's that spark which ignites the flames of innovation, propels us through challenges, and fuels our unwavering dedication to our dreams. Passion in business is not just a luxury, it's an absolute necessity. In the vast landscape of commerce, we encounter countless entrepreneurs, each armed with a unique idea and aspirations. But what sets apart the triumphant few? It's their unwavering passion, the unyielding belief in the value they bring to the world. Passion is the fuel that propels them forward, even when the road is treacherous and the odds seem insurmountable. Passion is what gives birth to those audacious dreams that dare to defy convention. It's that voice in your head, you know, the one that whispers that you have something special to offer, that you can make a difference. And it's that unwavering belief in vision that emboldens entrepreneurs to take the leap of faith and transform their dreams into reality. But passion alone is not enough. It must be accompanied by relentless effort and unyielding perseverance. Passion compels us to work tirelessly, to invest countless hours of blood, sweat, and tears. It's the driving force that pushes us beyond our limits, to push through the barriers that stand between us and our goals. And passion is infectious. It radiates from every pore, captivating customers, investors, and employees alike. It's what creates a magnetic pull, drawing others to our cause and inspiring them to join our journey. Passionate leaders have the ability to rally their teams, to instill a sense of purpose, and to foster a collective drive for excellence. So with this in mind, let's turn to a conversation with Hank Ingram, a previous guest who's come back to discuss passion, as he is the entrepreneur behind O.H. Ingram River Aged Whiskey. So Hank, thank you for coming back on Corporate Thought. I know the last time we did, we got to sit down and do an episode together. It was an amazing bourbon tasting with your signature bourbon and whiskeys that you produce under the OH Ingram label. So thanks for coming back.
I'm just sorry we don't have coffee cups to drink our whiskey out of today.
Yeah, that's how we did it. We did it in a library, in a business library, in coffee cups, but hey, it worked. And I produce these on video, but you might be able to see, since we see each other behind me, there's some extra bottles of your stuff right here. So I'll have to put that out there a little bit and if you haven't heard or tried O.H. Ingram, I'll give my plug up front. Just go ahead and it will transform you.
I like that plug.
There you go. So Hank, you know, one of the reasons I asked you to come back on the show today is to talk about passion within the entrepreneurial mindset. And the way I see it is you come from a well-known family that has been involved in well-known industries such as barging and book publishing. And yet you decide, hey, I have a passion project. At least I think that's how it goes. So tell me a little bit about that.
Well, I have a passion, I would say, for trying new things. And I have developed a passion for what I ultimately wound up finding a little bit of success with. So I'm in the bourbon business, right? So we age our barrels of bourbon on barges. It's the only floating barrel houses in the country. And for me, it ultimately comes down to two points. Well, first of all, you have to make really good whiskey. And to do that, you've got to start with good stock, good juice, which we do, and then you have to age it and then blend it. And so we focus on the aging and the blending side. The aging on the barge changes the way the whiskey and the barrel work together. And then we kind of develop this spice rack. We go in, we sample different barrels, and then we come up with our blends for the final product. So making a good product is key to this. And then once you make a good product, you have to sell it. And for me, the storytelling that goes into bourbon, it's such a part of it, because at the end of the day, bourbon is one of these spirits up there with wine, with scotch, with really things that take time to make that you can't just make more of as demand arises. You have to have a long-term plan for it. Telling the story about, how things are made, the passion that goes into it of the people that make it, that's what's so cool about the bourbon space.
So this isn't like okay. So as you're saying that, I'm thinking no one's going to tell a passionate story about making Oreos. Is
Depends on how much they love Oreos, but
okay, well maybe that
not the same
not the
story.
same story. So is your passion, so is do you have a passion for bourbon, or is it that you have a passion for storytelling and bourbon is your means of storytelling, or am I missing it? Or is something else?
I think what's great about it is it combines both. They're really inseparable. So my key passion here is starting with an idea and seeing it come to fruition. I just so happened to have the stars aligned that bourbon was the opportunity that presented itself. I was in the right place at the right time. I got the right information that I needed to be inspired. And I heard the story of how bourbon went down the river in the old days to get to market. So already storytelling was what brought me into this industry. And then I said, well, gosh, if you can move bourbon on the river back in the old days, why can't you do it now? And so I wanted to find out more and understand what was going on there and why they did it in the first place. And so we created the bourbon really as a, well, let's see what happens when you combine these two seemingly foreign elements, the barge and whiskey aging, and see what happens. And the discovery in of itself, I think, the discovery and the flavor development, that's its own passion. But you have to enjoy talking about it, because if you can't articulate or tell people why your bourbon is different or special from the hundreds of others out there, then it doesn't really matter. So you really have to have a dual passion. And the first passion is making bourbon. The second then is comfort and ease of telling that story.
No, that's fantastic. And I think that's probably true for any business that you come up with as an entrepreneur, is you can tell when someone is authentic about it because of how they tell their story, because of the story that they tell. And so, I mean, that's what I'm hearing you say is, there's authenticity to you. You get excited talking about bourbon and aging bourbon and what you're doing, maybe because like you said, you like seeing it, developing something and building it, but then now it's in your blood, it's in your fingertips. It's like what you get excited about. And people feel that when you talk about it.
Exactly. And I think there is, for anybody that wants to start something, there's this transition that happens. You start out with the passion for bringing something to life, but then your passion has to change to keeping it alive. It's almost like, you know, a lot of people can start things, but not a lot of people can keep them going. And so, you know, the original passion was this exploration of trying something new, but you can only try something new for so long before you then have to keep it running. Otherwise, you're going to, if your attention wavers and you decide you want to do something else, but you still kind of want to do this on the side, I think it shows up in the product, and then people pick up that, well, hey, what happened here? This used to be good. Now it's not the bourbon I remember. It's dead to me. And once you're dead to the consumer, you're dead.
Thanks, Hank. Entrepreneurs out there, let's not forget that passion is not limited to the realm of innovation and creativity. Passion is what breathes life into the smallest of tasks, transforming them from mundane chores into acts of purposeful creation. It's what turns a customer service call into an opportunity to create a lifelong advocate. It's what turns a spreadsheet into a canvas for strategic brilliance. Passion elevates every aspect of our business, infusing it with a touch of magic. Yet, in the pursuit of success, it's easy to lose sight of our passion. The pressures of profitability, the demands of competition, and the weight of responsibility can all threaten to dampen that flame within us. But we must remember that passion is not something we find, it's something we nurture. It requires a conscious effort to fan the flames, to reignite the fire when it flickers. So, my fellow entrepreneurs, let us never forget the power of passion in business. Let us be the torchbearers, the ones who infuse our enterprises with purpose and unwavering determination. Let us create a world where passion is not the exception, but the rule, where every entrepreneur follows their heart and pursues their dreams with unrelenting fervor. For it is in that pursuit that we discover our truest selves, unlocking our full potential and leaving an indelible mark on the world. Let passion be our guiding light, and together let us shape a future that is bold, vibrant, and driven by the fiery spirit within each and every one of us. Thank you for listening to Corporate Thought. Please be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. And please take a moment to drop us a line at info@corporatethought.com. And rate us too. It really does help bring in more attention to the podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode. And in the meantime, thanks for sharing your time with us. May your day be filled with music, laughter, and endless possibilities.